is All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. Usually, I'm just your host, but today, I'll feature a short talk I recently gave at the 2018 Taylor Colloquium held at Taylor University. If you are a longtime listener, then you already know this event is every 2 years, and since 2012, I've given a paper, which I've always recorded and shared here. As will be no surprise, I spoke about my newly released book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. This book reveals there are more than just quotations falsely attributed to Lewis in social media and printed books. Even though my presentation is just 15 minutes, I explain at the start the way I chose to present the material, so without further ado, here's my 2018 Taylor Talk.
Surprised by misquotes, unexpected findings from the misquotable C.S. Lewis. The book just came out in March 2018, and it's a collection of questionable quotations. The foreword to the book was written by Dr. Jerry Root. Let me quickly begin by quoting somebody, but not C.S. Lewis, Marcus Aurelius. Is this an original Marcus Aurelius quote? How ridiculous and how strange to be surprised at anything which happens in life. Not surprisingly, there is a variation which reads, how ridiculous and what a stranger he is who is surprised at anything which happens in life. But let me take you through the process of what might be the original, or maybe both are okay. Well, Marcus Aurelius wrote originally in Greek, so it's possible, but it's not my main point, that both translations are acceptable. The one that is more awkwardly worded is an earlier one. If you look around 1900, what was published, that it has that, but not surprisingly today, we have this more flowing type of quote. What's my point? Quotations are a tricky business, especially when you're translating from another language. Well, fortunately, C.S. Lewis, when it comes to what he wrote, is primarily in English. If you're familiar with him, you know there are some stuff that's not. Nevertheless, as someone once said, to quote is human, to quote correctly, divine. In fact, back in 1982, when I had only begun reading Lewis for a few years, I was reading Mere Christianity, and I found a passage that really spoke to me. I wrote it down on a 3x5 note card. I added an extra word, not, within the sentence, which already had one, and so essentially I changed the meaning of it. But, you know, it only meant the opposite. But fortunately, it was for my own personal use, and I didn't share it with other people. Well, fast forward to about 7 years ago, and I began having people share with me things that, well, is this really Lewis? That they knew I enjoyed Lewis and had shared quotes. But it was quite hard to kind of determine if something was from C.S. Lewis. That's because unless you memorized him, or you happen to have one of the few copies of things that are in electronic form. Well, but we fast forward to 2018, and nearly all of his books are in electronic form. All of his books aimed at a Christian audience is, and most of his other works are. There's just a few academic titles that are not. However, because of my skills with searching online, I don't usually begin there unless a work has a reference to a particular Lewis title. Instead, I search online for counterclaims to the quote in question. Well, my focus today, though, in the brief time I have, is to highlight some surprising discoveries that you will find in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Not everything I mentioned today will maybe amaze you, but I'm sure some things hopefully will. My first point, though, is not all quotes or misquotes are created equal. Some are worse offenders than others. Like, who would ever think this is by C.S. Lewis? Be weird, be random, be who you are, because you never know who would love the person you hide. However, this one you probably won't be fooled by if you've seen it before and you've looked at it. But if you haven't, you might go, well, yeah, wait a minute, that's Lewis, isn't it? Education without values, as useful as it is, seems rather to make a man a more clever devil. Well, Lewis would not even agree that it would be useful, that is, education without values. So you have to read that very carefully. And in my book, I go into more detail about the adventures of collecting the quotes, as well as quotes that Lewis would actually agree with that's related to the theme, or in some cases, the opposite of what this quote may be saying, or parts of it. Well, now for the surprising part, and that is There are more than quotes falsely attributed to Lewis. That's the majority I focus on in my book, almost 50 of the 75. But some are what I call almost Lewis quotes. These are summaries or paraphrase of what Lewis said. The number one misquote is an almost quote. I believe in Christ like I believe in the sun, not because I can see it, but by it I can see everything else. Nice quote, but it's not what Lewis said. And you may be familiar with this quote because it is at the memorial stone for Lewis in Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey. The fake version has at least 8 changes. I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else. Well, now, maybe we shouldn't be too hard on whoever, and I never did track down who summarized Lewis, but Lewis himself actually created an almost quote for Samuel Johnson. I mentioned this briefly on page 59 of my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis, and he initially summarized Johnson, and then later he took a summary and put quotations around it, forgetting that he had done the summary and his memory didn't serve him very well, but that's what he had done. Anyway, I mentioned that in the book. It's not a main thing, but regardless, in terms of the focus of the book, I have 16 of these almost Lewis quotations, things that are summaries of them. But astonishingly, besides the summaries, but even the not ones, the ones that are not Lewis, some people think that, okay, that could be real, even though he didn't write it. But the not category is, again, something that he didn't write. There's nothing directly similar. Some exceptions are, it may be similar, but we know the actual author. If I get to my last one today, I'll be sharing one of those examples. But I have the greatest respect for William Nicholson, despite the maybe not the best movie in terms of depicting Lewis as a full character. But on his website, someone asked him about the quotes from the movie that people were attributing to Lewis. Were they really from him? Did he take his actual words? He noted that he read a lot of Lewis, and there was one part that he took from Lewis. He made a slight change, which is somewhat acceptable, but then he makes this egregious statement on his website. In writing the script, of course, I immersed myself in the works of Lewis. That's good. So you could argue they're all his. Oh, yeah, so, you know, my reply is no, you can't. Now, of course, we're talking about the a movie, but in print, or when you see things online, the rules for quoting is you put quotation marks around things that are direct quotes. If they're not, then you're summarizing, you're paraphrasing it, and so you need to say that these aren't the exact words of the author in some form or fashion. My third category is not quite Lewis quotes. These are statements that are actually Lewis's. And maybe go, wait a minute, if you haven't seen what I've done with my material online, it's context issues. Lewis actually said the statements, and all the ones that I list, which are only 8, although I do have multiple categories where some are both a not and an almost, you may not agree with all of them, but there's some where the context is so clear that when you understand the context, the meaning that you might initially take away is very different than what Lewis is saying. So I kind of red flag that and say, don't share those. You know, like say, in some of them you might disagree. It's like, that's clear enough what he's saying in that, even though it's a summary. You know, if you're speaking, you can use a short quote and then you elaborate on it. And then when you know, if you read an entire book by Lewis, a short quote might remind you of a whole book. But again, in some cases, some things can be so isolated that they may not contain as much meaning. Let me give you a quick example. That is, no great wisdom can be reached without sacrifice. Okay, face value, that's a pretty decent quote, but it comes from, if you look at the context, from the magician's nephew, Uncle Andrew. He's telling it to Diggory, noting that Diggory and Polly must make a sacrifice. He gains the great wisdom. So the context advocates others doing the hard work while someone else is benefiting. So, quick summary here, then, and giving examples about the most surprising aspect, and that is the names associated in some form or fashion. Some is a direct association, some more indirect with a misquote than Lewis. But I was shocked of having 75 misquotes, and since the book went to press to where I couldn't make any changes, there's at least 10 more that I have. So who knows what we'll end up doing with that, a second edition or additional ones. But so, who are the surprising names? I'm going to be quickly going through. I'm going to show you a list of names, but we're not going to get a chance to go through all of them. But just to show you just how interesting it is, or sad, that some names are falsely associated or in some form or fashion, or have maybe shared a misquote and they should have known better. Ryan Seacrest, you've probably heard of. There's a quote that's associated with him, and Phil Kagi unfortunately started it. It was unintentional. It's an endorsement to a book by Rich Mullins, which I'll note in a minute. But Tim Allen, we noted, William Nicholson, Anthony Hopkins, the actor, that's how he's associated. Zig Ziglar shared a quote. He didn't claim it was from Lewis, but someone else did. George MacDonald, there's a few quotes. Rick Warren we might get to, but the other ones we won't get to today, but there's some form or fashion that either someone else came up with, shared a quote that is from them, and it's not Lewis, but someone has claimed it is. They didn't necessarily claim that it was. So then real quickly here, then Ryan Seacrest, someone says, he said this, we meet no ordinary people in our lives, and then you can see the rest there. That the first part is what Phil Kagi summarized slight inaccurately about Lewis, and then somehow it got attached to Ryan Seacrest and the rest of that quote, and there it is, saying it was him, but there are, and what Lewis actually said was, there are no ordinary people. So it's not the worst change, but and that's from the Weight of Glory essay. But initially, back in 2014, Ryan Seacrest or his people shared the quote saying it was C.S. Lewis. Well, the first part is close to Lewis, the second part is not, but it could be a decent summary. So you could summarize Lewis all you want, but don't put quotation marks. Main point there. All right, so Tim Allen shared a quote. C.S. Lewis said, quote, experience is a brutal teacher, but you'll learn, my God, you'll learn. This was in an episode called Shadowboxing. But this quote is from the movie Shadowlands, and he's misquoting it. I won't have time to really share about that. And there's actually three other quotes. You see the one we read or know to discover, and then there's a couple other ones. The last one here, pain is God's megaphone, is actually, I flag it as a context issue. Because if you've read Lewis, you know it, but if you haven't, it's not going to be as meaningful to you. And then there's a slight word change there that we won't get a chance to get into. I mentioned Zig Ziglar. You can go back and change the beginning, but you can't go back, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Zig Ziglar didn't falsely credit Lewis, but someone else did. But this is essentially the quote that was shared, and there's a very different version. George MacDonald, this is the famous one. I won't get to the other two, but you don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. That's not the exact words MacDonald used, but there's something similar. And then there's a couple other longer quotes that we won't get a chance to get into, because I want to close with this one, which is very, very common. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And so Rick Warren has this in The Purpose-Driven Life. Although he quotes Lewis or talks about Lewis seven times in this chapter that this quote is in, he does not share Lewis at all. Was he thinking about Lewis? Maybe. All right, so please consider buying my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. My previous one is C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. And visit my website, essentialcslewis.com. Thank you very much.
Again, you've been listening to a short talk I gave at the 2018 Taylor Colloquium, an event where a variety of people give short talks, as well as they have several excellent keynote speakers. Because I was limited to just 15 minutes, there were many details I wasn't able to go into. So be sure to follow the link in the show notes where you can download the PowerPoint slides I showed to gain a better understanding of what I presented. There is also a link to purchasing the book from Amazon, where you can also preview quite a few pages to learn even more. I also had an article that was in the online version of Christianity Today towards the end of 2017. I have a link in the show notes for that. And finally, the show notes also have a link to a short series of podcasts I did in 2017 before finishing the book that examines a lot more quotations. You can get those notes at essentialcslewis.com and look for this show, but it might be easier to locate the show notes where the audio files are hosted at allaboutjack.podbean.com. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. At either location, you can find a variety of podcast shows that usually feature interviews with authors of books about Lewis and an occasional series about a specific Lewis essay. Or there's also a special feature I've done from time to time called Why Read Lewis. You can also listen to All About Jack on iTunes. If you don't know how to get to that, then check the show notes for a direct link to it and consider rating my podcast there or wherever you get this podcast. In addition to my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis, which explores 75 questionable quotations, it also reveals the closest things that Lewis said related to the questionable sayings that I examine. I also have an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters that came out a few years ago, my only other book. It's called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can learn more about that book by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get an immediate download of a free 20-page PDF sample of the book. Purchasing either of my books is a great way to indirectly support this podcast and make sure it remains freely available. In closing, thank you again for listening to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty.